On June 13, 1982, 20-year-old Craig Jones lost his life in the Falklands War. His family wanted somewhere special where he could be remembered. Now, 30 years on, 3 acres of windswept land off the coast of East Falkland will be dedicated to him. We're on Little Rabbit Island, from today renamed as Craig Island. Here come Richard, Gareth and Alexander Jones on board the helicopter, welcoming them here onto the island of the Phillips family, who've donated the land to say thank you for the soldiers like Craig who gave their lives for their freedom.
It's a great pleasure for me to be able to welcome you here this afternoon to this short but very special ceremony here in the Falkland Islands. In particular, a great pleasure to give a warm welcome to Richard and to Gareth and to Alexander Jones, who've travelled all the way from the UK to be here for this occasion. Welcome, if I may, to Terence and Carol and others for whom this beautiful part of the Falkland Islands, Hope Cottage Farm, is home.
Richard, was it everything you dreamed it would be?
Yes, and more. When you sit out here, or stand out here, and look across, the fantastic, you can see miles and miles and miles. It's a lovely island up on the top. As you can probably hear in the background, there are thousands of birds, terns and various other ones, and black rabbits, and the noise is horrendous, but it's the noise of the islands. And out there to see, when we came across with the boat to bring some stuff yesterday, we just passed, the sea lion just passed us, bobbing along. And it's a lovely spot. It's a lovely spot to remember Craig. And we are so, so lucky to have an island gifted to us from the Phillips family out in this lovely spot. It's just something that we can, and we've got a map now with Craig Island on the map. We shall remember, and that's what we're trying to do, make sure he's remembered for a long, long time.
The Jones family taking off in the helicopter. They landed here on Little Rabbit Island. They're now flying away from Craig Island.